So we're beginning from Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Beis. That's what we're holding. V'yihyu chayim l'nafshecha. You have your soul will get life, will have life. V'chein v'gagresecha. And chayim charm to literally gagresecha means your throat. We'll see how the Gro explains this. So the Gro explains, Kloimar, Hachamisha Dvorim, Shem Chabad, Vedas Kailushnaim, the five things which are Chachma, Bin, and Das includes two, which is Toshio Mazima.
Another two.
Das is supposed to be within itself, it's called, but then you only have four and not five. So perhaps that's what he means, that it's, yeah, maybe he means he's counting Das as three, like that. It's hard to imagine, because I don't know other sources for counting like that. But, unless he's dividing something else up into Chitzonis and Pnimius, we're going to see afterwards, but I'm not sure where the five, how he gets from four to five. So, in any case, The das is kail of two, like he said in the previous pasuk, which is tushia umezima.
Why shouldn't it be? What das is kail in a tushia umezima? The das doesn't have a mashmas b'fnei atzma.
Usually in this forum it does not. Like we said, it could be that here, would be the way to get to five over here. It could be. I don't know why he would do that.
What does das mean when you say das? Like it means this both of them, or like when there's a das stam, das stam.
Normally the mahus of das is that it's a chibur, right? Lashon of ha'adam yodas chava. There's a chibur. So the chibur is normally a chibur between, so to say, right and left, or positive and negative, however you want to refer to it. So that is the mahus of das, is that chibur of the two extremities. Okay. In any case, so they're going to give these five things. Are going to give another five things. Right? That is neged chokma omar chaim. Okay. Neged chokma, he used the lashon of chaim. When shekosev chokma to chayez ba'leo. The pasuk says the chokma will give chaim, will give life to its Baalim, those who have Chachma. So you see that Chachma, right, breeds Chaim, so to say. V'hayinu ha'pnimius shal Chachma. And that is the pnimius of Chachma. Chaim is the pnimius of Chachma. Ki bo'or pnei melech Chaim. Because in the light of the face of the melech is life. Life comes through the light of the face of the melech. So the face, pnei melech, refers to pnimius. Ponim and pnimius go together. Really, why that is because the panim reveals what's going on inside a person. That's what it says in the Sfarim. I think actually in other places in the Gro itself, that you can see on the person's face what's going on inside of him, as opposed to the back, the achor. Obviously, there you have no way of seeing what's going on in the. So, panim and pnimius are related. Panim reveals as an expression of the pnimius inside. So, ki ba'or pnei melech chayim shows us that the chayim is the pnimius of chachma. Yitin chayim lenefesh u gam kein bepnimius. So, it gives off chayim, life. It gives chayim to the nefesh, which is also in pnimius. Utvuna shehi chitzonius shel chachma. And tvuna, which is the chitzenius of the chachma, it's the exterior aspect of the chachma. K'mashu k'savna l'mala, yitin, right, we spoke about the relationship a long time ago already, but of chachma and tvuna, which is, tvuna gives the, it's kind of the language that describes and explains and expands upon, develops the chachma. So that's a more, the chachma is really the inner seed, or the inside of the chachma, as opposed to tvuna, which is the kind of the external manifestation of the chachma. So that's why it's more external. It's more chitzonistic than the chachma.
What's the relationship between chaim and chachma? Like a tvuna is expanding whatever the chachma. So why is the chachma itself something chaim? Like tvuna is not expanding chaim, is it?
It's a good question. When you put it like that, in other words, So you're really asking what's the kesher bechlal between chachma and chaim. So the most pashat pshat is that chachma is the highest moach, right? Because what's called the moichin, it's like the brain force, which is really the battery that's pumping the body. It kind of brings us to the machlekes of what is kaveh, the brain or the heart. But we're not going to get into that. But the brain is really the battery of a person's life. Okay, it runs the nervous system. It runs, you know, everything is dependent on that brain. So the chachma is the highest level of brain power that feeds into the tun and the das. And since that's the source of all, and moichin, that's really in this form, that's what they refer to moichin as the chiyus, as the vitality that's inside of the person. So that's why it's mamish l'chaim, because it's the battery of life within the person. That's what the function of
we're not talking about the brain, we're talking about the chochmah.
We're not talking about what?
The brain.
So chachma is a faculty of the brain.
What's faculty?
It's a function of the brain.
It's not knowledge?
No.
Torah.
Chachma is something deeper than knowledge. Certainly when the, you know, Sfarim such as the Grah, they're really discussing something obviously Kabbalistic, but it runs much deeper than just external wisdom, you know. That's the way it would be translated normally, is wisdom, tvunah would translate understanding, and das would be knowledge. The wisdom is something very, very deep, which is really beyond verbalization. And again, when we speak about wisdom with that English word wisdom, so we're talking about something that's, it's an inner connection to the Metzius. It's because we said it's nonverbal. It's some kind of, you know, attachment. So you kind of you feel and have this inner understanding and connection to the world. And that's really the you know, Soyid Hachaim, if you want to say the secret of life, the secret that's stemming from the deepest part of a person's life. If you look at yourself as having life, so your life is, you live in this world. You live in your, obviously, in your own personal metzias, inside of a world around you. So that source of life that a person has, that battery, also, besides just giving breath, you know, allowing the person to breathe, allowing the person to bodily function, it's allowing the person to emotionally, psychologically, and intellectually experience the world. It's coming from the same source. When the Sfarim are speaking about Chachma, they're speaking about it in that twofold fashion of running the person's life on the physical level as well as on the intellectual, emotional, psychological level. Basically on all levels, if you want to say it like that. So that's what it means over here when we say that the Chaim comes from the Pnimius of the Chachma.
It's not something about the person himself, it's something about how the world gives person Chayus.
Again?
It's not something about the person himself, it's something how the world gives Chayus, or gives a person to be part of the world.
It is part of the person. I mean, it is part of the person. I mean, I don't understand the question, though.
It will be coming from how the world has people could be in the world. It's not going to be coming how a person has to. Like, he's not creating the connection with the world. It's not coming from his Adam.
No, each person has a different take on the world, right? You have different political parties. What's the story of political parties? Is that you have people that really, you know, relate to the world in one way, and then you have people that relate to the world in another way. They're seeing the same Metzius, but they're reading it differently. Okay, so getting without all the emotional stuff that goes on in the education and whatever it is. But Lemaisa, clearly, the world has, you know, the blue team and the red team. There are people that see things in different ways, right? Relate to the world in different ways. That's coming from inside the person. It's not coming from out. That we read the Metzius in a specific way. We read our internal metzias, and we read our external metzias. We read the metzias within ourselves. When something happens to a person, one person will take it in an optimistic way, and one person will take it in a pessimistic way. And then there's, of course, many levels in between. The same thing with what goes on outside of the person. So all that is coming from that koyach ha-chaim, which is called chachma of the person.
Why is that about chaim? Like it just why is the chaim connected to coming from that?
Again, because chaim in this sense is all inclusive. It's all inclusive of the physical and the spiritual, intellectual, emotional, psychological. It's all. It includes it all. It's everything. You have vayi adam lenefesh chaya, right? So it means he's a living person with brain power, right? When the person is dead, he's not alive. He's got no. There's no usage of chachma. The tachlis of the person is the chachma. You know, his fleshing out of chachma, his living with chachma. That's the tachlis of the person.
Why is that defined chaim?
How else would you define chaim?
Oh, you said battery.
No, chaim itself. What would define life?
What I say.
Yeah.
Ability to move and grow.
Okay, so what does that?
Don't know.
That's the chachma. That's the chachma of a person.
Why chachma, not just chaim? Like
chaim is a state of being, but there's a kli that gives chiyus to the person. That gives chiyus to the person is the ma'ar chachma of the person. Okay.
I think I'll have to do a tera.
What's that?
I think I'll have to do a tera. The
Torah brings chachma and brings chayim. It's chayim here, the mechazikim bar.
More than in what way? I'm saying Gun can also live, they also experience well.
Correct.
It's just a way of.
Right, so the chiyus, you know, if you want to take Chazal, let's say tzaddikim kruim chayim afilu b'meisasan, and Rishayim kruim meisim afilu b'chayein. So you see that the definition of chayim for us, from the Torah perspective on chayim, is not just about a person breathing and a person living, because a person living in the state of an animal, for example, for us that's called death. So. So the Torah obviously provides that true chaim, whereas other chachmas don't provide that true chaim, you know, that true, other cultures and other religions, whatever, will not provide that true chaim.
So in what way is that chaim more than?
What way? To connect to Hashem. To connect to Hashem is the tachlis of the world. It's the really, v'atem advekim v'ashem lekechem chaim kulchem ayoyim. The side of living is the Dveikus Bashem.
Everything's Be'er. Everything's Be'erchin. Now, we talked about Chaim till now, we're talking as opposed to death, you know, right. Basha death, so that's right. Called Chaim. But then, as opposed to talking about Chaim of Torah, that's a Be'er. Even when a person's dead, right, there's still this half of the garment. It's also Chaim, clapping something else.
Right.
Okay. So now we're talking about Chaim and the aspect of how you relate to the world. So what was Torah adding to that Chaim?
No, it's relating to the world is. The accurate way to relate to the world is where Hashem is the backdrop and is the foredrop of everything. It's right. The proper way to relate to the world is with the way the Rabbeinu Shalom teaches us to relate to the world, because that way we're experiencing the world in the most true, correct, real way.
That was something about Chaim.
What's that?
That was something about Chaim, not just about.
That is true chaim.
Adding on to my knowledge that when I experience the world, I experience it as
no, it's more than that. It's true chaim. It's not a matter of just knowledge. It's true chaim. It's our whole senses, our consciousness changes. It's not just a matter of yidis. There's a shini mahus in the person. The person's essence changes. You know, I mentioned this in a shir once, maybe like, I don't know, a year or two ago over here, that Hilcha Shechita, Shulchan Aruch brings down the Rabbeinu Yoni Yeshaya Tshuva, that a Sheikhid has to have a lot of Yerushimayim. Why does he have to have a lot of Yerushimayim? Because he's got to do Bedika Sasakin. He's got to check the Sakin with the knife, the Shechita knife, he has to check with his thumb, right, with his fingernail. And if he doesn't have Yir Shamayim, he's not going to feel the Pgima. He's not going to feel the blemish in the knife. Which is fascinating. It's not pshat that he's going to feel it and lie to you. He's actually not going to feel it. That's just like an example, like a dogma from Halacha, example from Halacha, that you even physically experience the world in a whole different way with Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem, with the beginning of Chachma, which is Yiras Hashem. Huh?
It's not just concentration?
No, it's not just concentration. It's true, he said it's a Sima slave, but the Sima slave comes, the Sima slave that is a part of that, you have to be tuned in. The Sima slave is tuned in. It's not that he's not going to pay attention. He really is doing the bedika. But when you become more connected to Hashem and you have Yiras Hashem, so you're that much more in tune to the Ratzon Hashem, and you're not going to. It's not that you're purposely not going to pay attention to. You're going to slack off, and you're not. You're not going to consciously slack off. You're going to really be doing your job. You just, you know, if you're Shemayim, you're not going to feel it.
You want to have a drive to concentrate.
Concentrate. Job. You don't want to lose a job. If they catch you, you're in trouble.
If you thought they'll catch him,
not necessarily. Not necessarily. Yeah. Reminds me of a story. I remember Stam is not really connected, but it was a story in the Lower East Side. It was a butcher was, you know, Ramosha's family brought home whatever. They saw that the liver wasn't properly koshered, so Ramosha called the butcher. He figured, you know, the butcher probably obviously doesn't know the halachas properly, so he called the butcher. He didn't identify himself, you know, and he said, "We have a liver here. Whatever we saw, hey, you should know that you have to do in order to kasher." You know, he described how you have to cut it up and whatever. And how do you? So the butcher told him, "You know, you're not going to tell me how to. You have to kasher livers. I've been kashering livers for 40 years." Yeah. Anyway, but. He wasn't worried about anybody catching him, I guess, in America in those days. But, no, but it's not.
They saw this and they're going, huh? Early on, they said, Milsa de Bamiya and Nafshi, La'a Daiti. So, right. Bamiya and Nafshi, Pasha, not aware of.
Right.
Pasha doesn't experience.
Right.
We saw it somewhere.
Right. Guys, Nidin, La'a Daiti, I didn't ask. Okay. Okay, yeah. Utvuna. So tvuna. So we said the tvuna she chitzoni shel chachma, k'moshe kasav de lemala, yitein lechein the gagrei sechel shiu dvarecha nishmaim. Right, the tvuna, which is the external aspect of the chachma, like we said earlier, that will give a person charm to your throat. What does that mean? To what comes out of your throat? You know, that's your voice box, your speech. That your words will be heard, k'moshe kasav, like the pasuk says, hutzak chein b'sifsei secha. That's one of the great things, the milus that the Torah, that Hashem is going to give to the person through the Torah, is that there will be charm in your lips, in your mouth, in your mode of expression. Machmas ha-tvuna. And that's because of tvuna that is put into a person, that a person gains through his connection to Torah. Shetucha lehazbir lachir machachma, like we explained earlier in the Sefer, the tvuna is the ability. It's not bina. We said is the ability. We saw the chem de gnuza earlier in the Sefer, that the bina is the ability to understand on your own. Let's say maven davar mitech davar and whatever we spoke about as far as bina goes. But tvuna is the ability to explain it to others. That's what the Gra says over here. Tvuna is the ability to explain the chachma to other people, which is a kayach.
What does Torah have that to give?
What does?
What does Torah have to give the ability to explain?
The mashmos of these psukim is that it's that these things are not going to be coming necessarily in a tevedika way, but it's part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to the person. It's like a matana. That's what they go and said it over here. Right? There's a matanas that the person receives. Right, that's in Pasuk Yud Ches. Seven matanas shenosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Yodei HaTorah. Maybe it is through the Torah. I don't know. It's not clear, but it sounds. Yeah, obviously. I mean, there are people that learn Torah and they're not able to give shir so easily. You know, they're not able to explain themselves. Why that is?
Because not everyone gets everything, all of the seven presents. I mean, it doesn't mean that if you learn Torah, so you have everything.
Yeah, the mashmos of the goin over there is that he would give, and these psukim is that you would get all of them. But it could be that, nevertheless, you know, maybe he gets it better than he would have had otherwise. He would have been in a worse matzav. I don't know. Or maybe it's just that a person didn't develop that. Maybe if he would work on it with his learning the Torah, and he would work on that, maybe then he would be able to. I don't know. It's a horror, but right. It's not only that. It's also more than that. You know, Maisa, for example, you take Chaim, right? We'll just take Pasha Pshat of Chaim's life. Yeah? You see, there are people that are nifter young also. So there are times where they're Bein Shalom. These are the natural matanas that a person gets to the Torah. But there are times where Kishbaruch Hu decides, listen, I don't want this person to have this thing. For whatever reason. In other words, there are other cheshbonos always that the Rebbeinu Shalom has in what he's going to give to a person, what he's going to take from a person. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu, for example, he made him a kvad peh, at least till Matan Torah. He decided that, you know, why? He was so davak b'Hashem, he was so, yeah. That was the gzeira that Kadosh Baruch Hu decided, he, you know, for other reasons that he had to do. Perhaps Kadosh Baruch Hu takes away the person's, but it doesn't give a person tuna because he wants him learning and not for whatever reason. He doesn't want this person being Isaac and teaching or whatever it is. You know, each one has his tafkid. It's a good ha'ara. I'm just throwing out a possible mahalach of how to answer it.
So really, we're not learning what we're going to get. We're learning what the Torah has to give. You can't go, okay, great, Mishmach. It's not muchach.
No, that's not a question in how to relate to all these kinds of. Anytime we see the Torah, it says, you know, you're going to get things. The pashas is we should relate to it that yeah, we're going to get these things, and if we don't, we're tailored on, you know, kibshid rachmana. It's usually like, I mean, the whole vart of bitachon, right? The whole thing of bitachon. Obviously, a person's b'teich b'Hashem, that he's supposed to be b'teich b'Hashem. He's supposed to be b'teich b'Hashem that he's going to get everything he needs and everything he. And yet, if it happens, you know, now isi gamza kanti v'lar isi tzak nezav zarm v'akishlachem. And then sometimes there's an isayin that you see somebody who's a big tzaddik maybe whose kids, you know, are v'akishlachem perhaps. I don't know, you know, it's a gather of a kupa, the vada'ir collecting for the big talmud, is that a gather of Zarim Mavakish Lachom, maybe they're doing it without their Mim Mavakish, I don't know, but certainly there are nisyanis to our levels of bitachon, you know, these types of nisyanis where, wait, it says you're going to be answered, it says it's going to be answered, you know, this, that. And obviously our answer is that there's this musug of Kibshid Rahmana, of a hidden cheshbonis of the Rebbeinu Shalom that bypass to a degree, at least to regular human observation, they bypass the norm of what should be for other reasons that we can't understand, at least down here. I guess Lava, maybe up there we'll be able to see the fuller picture.
Same to the Melech, the king Pilam Mazaton, king who said there is that Nezah.
Yeah. What's the other puzzle? That's one. Yeah.
Lori Sadik Nezer.
Valerio Susan. It is
Shaykh, but we have to know Sadik Nezer. It is Shaykh, because it feels a massive as
evil. Yeah. I said.
Another question.
I think it relates.
I will add one thing to this this pasuk though, which I'm uncomfortable doing it because it's like it's almost together kfira maybe today, but there's a famous comment in the name of Reb Chaim Brisker, that if you can't say it over, then you don't understand it. Right. So, I think it's the wave comes out from the grub, the way it comes out from other svarim, it's important to realize it does not mean, I would add to it like this, let's say, daika, in other words, bina daika. A person might chap the sugya on a chachma level, it doesn't mean he doesn't have anything. I'm saying this because it could be frustrating to people sometimes. Yeah, like you mentioned, sometimes a person just doesn't have the kayach to express himself. It's not because he doesn't understand it, he just has difficulty expressing himself.
In the bina, we said this specifically tvuna.
So tvuna is a part of bina, and therefore it's true what Reb Chaim said on that level. I would say of it doesn't understand the daika only on the bina level, tvuna level does not mean that he didn't chap the sugya. There are people that have a chachma without the tvuna. There are people that have the tvuna or the bina without the chachma. That's also possible. But that's a different discussion.
There is adding those chen. Huh? This is the ability to explain, the special chen he has.
Chen is a special, yeah, the way
of course. It's emphasis on explaining. It's also like some kind of
a beautiful articulation. Yeah, well people, when a person explains himself well, people get a geschmack from it. So he articulates himself really nicely.
That would be called chen?
Yeah, the chen is the lure of his words. His words make sense to people. His words, people are impressed by that. Like, I like what he said. It works. It's good. It makes me feel good. I get something from it.
Right, because some people can explain themselves because they don't have that. So here's like it's a special chen. Like the tosef is an ability to explain.
The grazel means that chen is going to be is a part of the tvuna, right? Because if a person is able to masbet himself to others, that itself is the chen in the eyes of the people. That's a okay. So we'll stop here because the next pasuk will probably take too long. Okay. We did one pasuk be'iyun.